It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. What do you want to start with?
It's a mess.
A mess.
Trash Talking Tuesday.
Dirty mud.
Getting dragged in the mud.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back. This is Trash Talking Tuesday. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
We've got our special guest in the house, Pastor Chris. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. I appreciate you having us on today. Me and talking about the Buy a Pumpkin, Feed a Child, having you and Greg inviting me in again today. I appreciate it.
Well, we had you on before, and you are like the official voice of fall for us. When Pastor Chris speaks and he's talking about pumpkins, we know the cool air is coming, but then Mother Nature had her say and blew into town, and you guys were working on tents more than a traveling circus.
Yeah, we had a tough start this year. We had put up everything, got everything ready to open up the patch on the 28th and the 26th. The hurricane blew in, so we had to take it down, and then had some bad weather in between, and people got distracted, and then we had another hurricane come to town. So it's kind of put us back a little bit, but we're excited about the rest of the month.
If you've ever been on 39th Avenue in Gainesville this time of year, especially as you get a little bit like closer to the interstate, what are we, just east of the interstate?
That's correct.
You can't miss it this time of year. It's the pumpkin patch. It's Gainesville Church of God on 39th Avenue, but you literally can't miss it. There's so many pumpkins there. And again, this year they're at it. And tell us about the program, Buy a Pumpkin, Feed a Child.
Sure. What it is, we 100% of the proceeds go back out to feed hungry children here in North Central Florida, Alachua County, also around the world. We support organizations like the Food for Kids program, sends food home with kids on the weekends. Dixie County, we're with Camp Anderson, Marion County. We help the Heart of Florida Youth Ranch and then organizations all around the world. We begin sponsoring even the Ronald McDonald House this year because we want to help people who have kids that are in crisis.
And you even help the Native Americans who grow the pumpkins.
That's right. We get all of our pumpkins from the Navajo Nation in New Mexico, so we get the pumpkins from them. So if you buy a pumpkin from us, it goes back to help them as well.
Not only are they great pumpkins, you know, very traditional style, they have all the kind of gourd-like oddity. I call them oddities, but I love something a little different. So they have both.
You have a lot of unique stuff that's not just your typical pumpkins. If you're traditionalist, you like those. We have plenty of those, but we have a lot of stuff that are outside the norm as far as pumpkins and gourds go.
This is a place where, I mean, it's become a regular event for a lot of people, bringing their kids there, doing the hayride, get pictures taken, grab your pumpkin bread,
all
for a great cause. And so if people just want to come in and walk around, there's no charge.
No charge to come in. We ask that you come in, look around, take your fall pictures, maybe ride the train. Kids can be in the bounce house. We have some great new photo ops to share. And we just ask that before you leave, maybe you pick up a pumpkin or some pumpkin bread, get some concessions, and help us feed some hungry kids.
And all the proceeds from the pumpkin bread go to the same charities. I mean, it does the same work, right?
Yes, sir. Every bit of everything that we do there goes back out to help hungry children and to feed families that are in crisis. We're actually involved in hurricane relief this year in North Carolina and South Florida. So a big part of what we're raising this year is going to go back out to help those in need that have been impacted by the hurricanes. We actually have a team in North Carolina right now who took a bunch of supplies up to North Carolina to help those folks out after the first hurricane.
You know, we get warnings here in Florida for hurricanes, and you have days to kind of get your stuff together or leave, if that's your case. But in North Carolina, did anybody really see it coming and coming the way it did? I don't think so. I mean,
I agree. I don't think they were prepared for it at all. And the devastation up there is ongoing. And it's just a tremendous human crisis there right now, even today.
Yeah, they could say, oh, yeah, flash floods are bad. Yes, we've seen them come and go. We've seen some damage done. But nothing like this, certainly not in our lifetimes.
No, sir. The human loss and just the catastrophic, you know, impact on the communities up there, I think it'll take a long time for those people to recover.
What do you tell people when, you know, you're a pastor and you're trying to get people to come in and worship and believe in this, you know, this Holy Father, and yet we see devastation around us and some people scratch their head and go, you know, why?
Well, here's my belief, strong belief is that, you know, we live in a world where there's going to be difficulties. Even Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. So we're thankful that we can have a faith that even in the midst of the storms of life, we have someplace we can turn for help and believe that God is with us and that he'll take care of us even through the tragedies that we face.
I was taught a long time ago by someone much wiser than I ever hoped to be, but they said, sometimes tragic things happen to good people so that the glory of God may be revealed. And how is the glory of God revealed? Through us.
Amen.
Through believers.
I agree.
Through selling pumpkin bread and pumpkins and raising funds for people in need. That's us. So his glory can be revealed through us and our actions. So that's how I like to look at it. Because for some people, you know, for non-believers, they go, oh, you believe in a God that would let this happen or let that happen. Mm-hmm. And I try to explain. I go, look, the world is the world. You know, things are going to happen.
I agree. Things are going to happen and, you know, gives us an opportunity to be able to show that love and to reach out to people and to help people who are in need. And the worst thing would be to have to walk through something like this alone without the faith and without people that are there that care about you and can show that love of Christ through what they do.
Now, I know you've been doing this for quite a few years and you're able to kind of see where you're at in the timeline.
Yeah.
You were telling me off the air that like these first 10 days have just been horrendous. Because of everybody's either, you know, dealing with storms or has, you know, storm on their mind.
Yeah, the first 10 days were kind of a wash for us between the hurricanes were actually taking place. The first couple of days, people said most of their power out. And then on top of that, it was just, you know, took their focus off things like, you know, going to a pumpkin patch. And then, of course, two hurricanes back to back really kind of put us way behind our goals for this month.
So this is an opportunity for a lot of us to sort of get back to whatever normal is, get back into some fun routines or create a new tradition. The kids are going to love it. It goes to a fantastic cause. You've been doing this for how many years now?
This is our 13th year.
Wow. That is tremendous. So, you know, keep up the good work. Is there anything? What are the hours so people know?
Sure. Every day we open up from 1 o'clock till 8 o'clock during the week. On Saturdays, we open at 9 a.m. and go to 8 p.m. And then on Sundays, we go from noon to 8 o'clock. This Sunday is called our superhero princess Sunday, Star Wars Sunday. We'll have like the Mandalorian and DC Comics and superheroes and princesses will be out on the patch Sunday after 3 o'clock. It's a special day. We'll give away some extra stuff. And on top of that, we have our local superheroes, which are like first responders, which will have people from
the real superheroes.
Yeah, that's what we believe. We really want to support those people. They come out. People from the fire department bring out a hook and ladder and some nice equipment out there. And then, of course, our fantastic sheriff, Emery Ganey, brings out his special equipment from the SWAT team and stuff. So it's really a special day. We encourage people to come out and have a good time.
Well, we always appreciate it. Like you say, when we hear your voice, it's like, if fall is in the air, the cool weather's here, and we could do something nice and have fun at the same time, that's called a win-win. Not too cliched.
Buyapumpkinfeedachild.com?
Yes, sir. You can go to our Facebook page or buyapumpkinfeedachild.com. There's more information there about what's going on. And if you can't come out, if you want to go to one of the, Facebook page or the webpage, you can make a donation.
There you go.
To help us support some people who are in desperate need right now.
By the way, the weather's getting cooled off and real pretty and nice. Might be a little drive would be a good thing.
It's a good thing. Some low-tech fun where you can just come out and spend some time walking around with your family and enjoy it. We really want it to be a good experience for the people in the community. We're thankful to the people in North Central Florida who've come out and supported us, and we appreciate the generosity of the people in this community as towards Buy a Pumpkin and Feed a Child.
Pastor Chris, Gainesville Church of God on 39th Avenue. The pumpkin patch is open. Enjoy, enjoy.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!